Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
What's up, guys? My name is Chris, and I'm the owner of Warrior Time, where we are full-time watch dealers and have been doing it for many years now. I also own a few other companies. I do some consulting. I have some real estate. I have a nonprofit, but we're primarily focused on watches here. I like to call them timepieces, but all in all, we're here to educate you on timepieces and or watches and hopefully help you understand the subject more. So let's get into the show. All right, guys. So we're going to talk about the best buy at or around $15,000 for Rolex. And truth be told, there's a lot of Rolex models in variations at or around the 15K price point. So making a pick for this show wasn't exactly easy, but we narrowed it down for you. Now remember, this is our opinion, but with good reason, as we deal with timepieces all day long and for many years. The front runners, the two that really stood out at this price point are, and it was a really tough pick to even narrow these two down, but the two are the Submariner 126610LN, that's the recent Submariner, and the Batman GMT Master 2, 116710BLNR, as they are equally great pieces right around this price point. But we ended up picking the Batman over the Sub for a few reasons at this price point, which we're gonna dive into now. All right, so first things first, the first reason why is the bi-colored bezel. It just stands out given the blue and the black contrast. It really gives her, or in this case, the watch, I call them hers, an extra pop of authentic flair, specifically in comparison to a Submariner. Second, the GMT function, which is its own separate function on the watch, as many of you know, and the independent 24-hour GMT hand and bi-directional 24-hour bezel just looks super cool along with the performance of the function. Number three, and lastly, and this is an important one to understand, it's the exclusivity. All right, specifically in comparison to the Submariner, the Batman, just a touch more rare than the Submariner and most pieces at this price point. Now, truth be told, neither the Submariner nor the Batman are a rare watch. However, you will see fewer Batmans on the wrist than Submariners. And a little bit of history regarding the Batman. It was produced starting in 2013 and can be found for about $13,000 to $17,000, this reference number anyways, depending on condition and completeness and the overall package, if you will. Overall, we're huge fans of the Batman, as it's just, it's a lot of watch for the money. And personally, you know, from a personal standpoint, I do enjoy wearing a GMT over a Submariner from a functionality standpoint of wearing and checking the time. And of course, ironically, while I'm recording this show, I'm wearing a Submariner. However, I do prefer the GMT. All right, so two things before we go. Number one, let me know what you guys think of the Batman below. Let's chat about it. I actually enjoy talking about timepieces, so I respond to every comment and do appreciate you guys giving me your input. And number two, if you're looking for a Batman in particular and want to discuss potentially working together, just drop the word Batman below and I'll reach out to you and we'll get you all squared away. All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. We will talk a lot more about watches in the future to come. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. Just know that I love you all, appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you next time. Yes, you can. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm going.
players. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major.